start you there, the Torah and Manchester, Rosh Hashanah Tov Shin Pei Beis, Rabbi Yehuda Malmsteen.
Tomorrow, every single person has to pass in front of Borei Olam. Kol Borei Olam, Oy V'Nafon, Kivnei Moroi. When the Rebbein Shem looks at each person by himself, each person is Moli Pachad. Al Tovav Mishpot Imonu. But there's another Hanhoga, Biskira Achas. The Rebbein Shem looks at Klal Yisrael, Biskira Achas. He looks at us as one, all together, everybody together. It's long, says Beis Avrom, Va'amech Kulam Tzadikim. Va'amech Kulam, the nation, Va'amech Kulam Tzadikim. Look at what Klal Yisrael has been through in the last year. The Eibush is looking, he's looking at what we've been through. Not just the Magefa. Tzorah, Tzorah. After Meron, what everybody thought, it's how you're talking as a Shaykh. Mehir, Moshe Bergen, Zichron Livracha. How's it Shaykh? People come to Davin, they come to be in Soira, they come to Mirakish Rachman, to Mokim Kodesh Ma'oid, and the Yoyma de Hilula, and the Tana Elekali, Shimba Yechoy. We know it says that Eliyahu Novi lo mishtoy ba'day for because a lion was ate a human, one person. Why? Tzaddik is a shomer. Tzaddik is protecting. And now 43 Eden. Elch Yidin, coming to be Nisayir, coming to be Bakish Rachmim, to Mokim Kodesh, the Yom De Lula, were taken from the world. And we thought it couldn't get worse. And it got so much worse. Tzorach Hatzor. And every single one of us knows how numb we feel. We feel numb. You know, Mishachor Beis Hamikdash, Afal Pishin Ninelu Shari Tfilo Shari Demois, the Ninelu. The Shari Demois are not closed, but the Tzoros are so bad and so shocking, and one after another. The capital, the floods, the Weissland, the Zechon of Rochus. Swept off the Tappan Zee bridge into the river, drowned. And this is all from Rosh Hashanah, Barosh Hashanah, Yechaseim, V'yayim Tzeim Kippur, Yechaseim, and it's all last Rosh Hashanah. No one was ever nifter from a pandemic. No one was ever nifter from an illness. No one was ever nifter from a magefa. No one was ever nifter from a plane crash. The only cause is Barosh Hashanah Yechaseivun of Yom Tzeim Kippur Yechaseim. And we've got that to know and to think that now in these last hours of Tov Shin Pei Aleph we're begging Rabbi Shloilo Tichle Shona Mekileis Ha'ol Shon Rus. We want to know what to do. And then we look in Shulchan Aruch and it tells us what we've got to do. Oichlin v'shoysin v'smeichin b'Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a yontav. Oichlin v'shoysin v'smeichin b'Rosh Hashanah. If you can't say Hallel, the Malach HaShoreh say you should say Hallel. But Sifri Chaim, Sifri Meisim, Suchim Leponov says it's not Shaykh. So how's it Shaykh? We can't say Hallel because Sifri Chaim, Sifri Meisim, Suchim Leponov. But we're meant to be Mekayim, the Oichlin, the Shoysim, the Smeichim, Rosh Hashanah. And we say in Sanatokif every year. We say Mi Bamayim, Mi Ba'esh. The floods. Mi Ba'esh, the fires. And how do they dismiss it? Climate change. Our greatest Nisoyan is the simplest one of all. Tomorrow morning, what do we hear? Amelech. The Boishim is the Melech. The Boishim is the King. He's in charge of everything. Nothing happens without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gezeir. It's HaMelech. And we live in a world which is so filled with denial, we're desperate to try and carry on breathing the air of Emunah when the whole atmosphere is the air of denial. What do you do if there's a pandemic? Lockdown, face masks, social distancing, vaccination. If somebody woke up in the middle of the night because he heard the fire alarm, he heard the smoke detector, and he says, I want to carry on sleeping, so all he does is takes out the battery. That's what the world is doing. You're not addressing the fire. Did a Magefa come from China? Did the Tsoros come because of physical causes? Are the floods from climate change? Is the hurricane from climate change? Is a typhoon from climate change? Is it another religion, the religion of Koich Vaitzim Yodi Hashem Yirachim? And we're falling into that trap. And Klal Yisrael is incredibly great. Unbelievable, Klal Yisrael is. Look at the millions of pounds that have been given for tzedakah in the last year. Despite the pandemic, despite the economic downturn, despite everything, more and more and more and more chesed, more and more and more tzedakah. My brother-in-law in America told me yesterday, he said his daughter's best friend was just now on a shidduch. And she cried on the phone screaming to my niece to say, come and rescue me. Because she and the boy they're going out with, they're drowning. They're in the water. In New Jersey, they're in the water, they're drowning. And Bochrim came and saved them, saved their lives. And we said last year, Masana Tokev, Mi Bamayim. Mi Bamayim. And we thought, Mi Bamayim. Not Shaykh, Mi Bamayim. The smoke detector is so loud, it's so clear. Tzorach HaTzor, look what happened now, Benes Manim. Look what happened here in Manchester. Innocent 14-year-old child killed in a car crash. You're not even chayev misavei shemayim till you're 20. The Rosh Hashanah, on the one hand, is incredible that Klal Yisrael are the only people in the world who realize that every human being is going to be judged tomorrow. We're the only ones who realize it. That's happening tomorrow. Every single human being on earth, no matter where he's from, no matter what he believes in or doesn't believe in, we're standing in front of Bayre Olam. greatest shmira. Emes Adin is Emes Adin. The greatest shmira b'yom Adin is Emes Adin. Malochim yechofezun, chiller odo yechezun. Every single one of us knows we didn't think it would be like this. Last Rosh Hashanah, we dipped the apple in the honey and we said, Shtei Shana Zu Shana Toivu Misuka. It wasn't so Misuka. And we Maminim. Maminim v'nei Maminim. Chofetz Chaim says an extremely encouraging thought for us on this subject. The Chofetz Chaim was asked, or he addresses the question in his Sefer, this piece of the Yeshua, how can it be the Mashiach is going to come one day? We don't know when Mashiach will come. Every day we're waiting. We don't know when he's going to come. But one day he'll come. Chofetz Chaim's kasha was, how can Mashiach come if Mashiach, the Gula, is toila on tshuva? And most eaten an offering. So how's it going to happen? So Chofetz Chaim gives an ingenious answer. Chofetz Chaim's answer is that everybody who doesn't believe creates such difficulty for all those who do believe. That therefore our emunah is a phenomenally strong koyach because of the people who create nisoyon for us. And they themselves are the ones responsible for the geula because they make the nisoyon. Because the Kaifrim, the Apikoros, and the Rishoyim make the Nisoyim for the Maminim, the Elachayidin, and the Charedim of Dvar Hashem. So Chofetz Chaim says, therefore, everybody's creating Mashiach, everybody's creating Gula. So I think in our time, when the world is deafeningly silent about Emunah, very noisy about vaccination, very noisy about lockdown, very noisy about climate change, very noisy about carbon emissions, about those things, about the Keich Vaitzim Yodi, about the world is Mikra, about the Amalek, Mamish the Amalek, that we were aware of. So our Emunah, we are davening, we come to Slichas, we come to Rosh Hashanah, we all try hard. We will try so hard to do what the Rabbi Shem wants us to do. And we see, Chmal Islam, so many tragedies, children leaving the path of Yiddishkeit, adults leaving the path of Yiddishkeit. And we say, how come? Because the air is poisonous, the air is kefira. The air is denial of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And after all these hundreds and hundreds of years of Rediffus, has Torah been ever any greater? No. There's more Torah today. There's more start today. The Torah way today. There's more learning today. There's more chesed. Charity is incredible. Incredible amounts of money. I thought to myself, we ask on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur for Efshe Shib. Remember for us this Chusav HaKedas Yitzchak. We think, you know, it's a Chutzpah. The Kedas Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu was willing to be Makriv, his Bonei Agam, his Be'ach. How can we expect to have this Chusav HaKedas Yitzchak? Maybe one can suggest the following answer. The first thing is, everybody has their Akedas Yitzchak. Everybody has their sacrifices. If you overcome your sadness to be happy, you overcome your depression to smile, you overcome your desire to keep your smartphone and give it up, you put a filter on your computer, you block something, you meichel somebody who's unforgivable, you talk to the person who you're not on speaking terms with. It's Akedas Yitzchak, it's your Akedah, it's our Akedah. We can say, Amshin, remember Akedah, like it says here in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says here in Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin. What do we have to do tomorrow? It says we have to do something tomorrow. What do we need to do? Tikkun ufonai b'shoifu shalayil. It says, Lama Toki on the road, Lama Toki Meshav Shalayim, Gushmoch, with Tikkun ufon Meshav Shalayim, Kedei She'ez Kalachem, Akedas Yitzchok ben Avram, Umale Ani Aleichem, Kila Katem Atzachem Lufonai. It would be mamash as if you did an Akeda just because you blew the Shofar. I don't understand. Shofar is just something you put in your mouth and you blow it. Because of that, it's Kaili did Akeda. Why do we have to do Akeda? Our Akeda is being besimcha. Our Akedah is breaking the bad habits. Our Akedah is giving tzedakah to somebody you don't want to give tzedakah to. Forgiving somebody who's almost impossible to forgive. That's our Akedah. And maybe even more than that, everyone tells you that the Avodah Zorah of our time is money. Well, if that's the case, all Yidden who give tzedakah, mamish doing Akedah, because they're giving up their Avodah Zorah. They're giving up their money to give to another person. Klal Yisrael, I'm mentioning the schus of Avraham Avinu, the schus of Akedah, the schus of the Ovis, because we've got the Ovis inside us. See, anything we ever achieve in Ruchnius is because they were the trailblazers. They laid it down. Our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, all the Elohi Yidden that preceded us, all of them help us today get ready for Yom HaDin, get ready for Rosh Hashanah. When it says the Eibishter comes, Lifkoid al Tzvamorim Badin, the Matzil Zeng once said, Lifkoid al Tzvamorim Badin means the earlier generations who are already in Shemayim. They also have a din, they also have a judgment. What judgment are our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents going to have tomorrow on Yom HaDin? They're going to have the judgments that their descendants, their children, their grandchildren are Elch. They're in shul, they're davening, they're saying what's in the machzeh, if they understand or they don't understand. They're standing there, they're davening, they're trying, they're trying, they're trying. They're trying so hard to do tshuva, so hard to come back to the Mishnah. Some years ago, I asked this question, it's a very simple question. In the Kriyas HaTorah, Rosh Hashanah, we speak about Yishmoel and Hogel.
Yishmoel was Yotzer the Tarvus Ro. That's why Avraham Avinu was told, you have to send him away. Gorish Zom Azois Vespino. Send them away. And Avraham Avinu was a billionaire. He could have sent him away with a whole, entourage, but he didn't, because that wouldn't be Mekayim the Gorish. Has to be sent away. And Avraham Avinu sent away Yehogel, and he sent away Yishmoel. And Yishmoel is there in the desert dying. Dying of thirst, I think. And the Torah tells us, Hogel davened, Yishmoel davened, and the Rebbeinu Shlom listened to the tefillah of Yishmoel. Why did the Rebbeinu Shlom listen to the tefillah of Yishmoel? Hogel is a very special woman. She abandoned royalty, wealth, prosperity, fame, power, fortune, everything. What for? To become a cleaning lady, to become a shifcha, a basis of Avraham Avinu, because she was machshiv ruchnius. And she was so choshev and so wonderful and so great in ruchnius that Avraham Avinu was even willing to marry her. That she should be the wife of Avraham Avinu, Avraham Ivri. And yet the Eibusha listens to the tefillah of Yishmoel, who's Yotzer Tarvus Ro. I want to suggest the following answer. It says in the Pasuk, Where did Hogo sit? Harcheik mitachave keshes, ki omra al erebe moisayolit. She sat far away. She did say, I don't want to see the death of my child. If you daven and you don't think your davening is going to work, it doesn't work. If you ask the Eibishter for a shidduch for your daughter and you don't think it's happening because chalila yom yayish, then the tefillah loses its koyach. The koyach of tefillah is toila on tikva. It's very interesting that the whole of Chodesh Elul and Tishri up to Simchas Torah was saying the David Hashem Erev Yishi. It's not talking about tshuva. It's not talking about Yom Adin. It's not talking about Yom Kippur. There's a Remez, Oiri, a Remez, Yishuv. It doesn't say anything about it. What's the David Hashem Erev Yishi all about? It's about being filled with trust, with betochen. It ends off with the Kavel Hashem Chazak Yam Tzibach of the Kavel Hashem, all about betochen. Because we have to go to Rosh Hashanah with betochen. We have to say, last year was horrific. Tovshin Pei Beis was so filled with challenges and with sorrows for so many people. And everyone knows it's all Hashem. It's not a cable car falling down because of mechanical faults. The plane in Ukraine didn't crash because of a pilot error. It's Rosh Hashanah. It's because last Rosh Hashanah you could save. V'yemtzen kippu yechasevin miyichye miyomus. No one died from a pandemic. No one died from an illness. No one died from Yenamach. They died from Rosh Hashanah. From Rosh Hashanah Yikasevim Yenzim Kippur Yechasim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Chosim. He decided last year. So this Rosh Hashanah, which is for sure the Shana of Shol Kol Shana Shirosha B'tchilosim Tasheret B'soifu. Neschus V'ahachno. Our admission that we admit we're not in charge and we're not in control. And we must never try to be in control. When you think you can control the situation, I'll do this, I'll make that happen. You know, it's a molik, it's a molik, it's a molik. It's all a mikra, everything's in there. My power. It's not B'dei Shammai. Ishtadlus darf man machen, aber als B'dei Shammai. Because the vaccination habit is mit dem Shammai, and the Eibishter is in charge. And in a sviva, like Chofetz Chaim's wrote about Mashiach, in a sviva of kfira, we, the Yechidim, who are real Maminim, and we know it's all by Olam, we know it. We know it because it's in our DNA, it's in our blood. We use it from our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents. Right through the Doros, they were so filled with trust. That will help us get ready for tomorrow morning. Get ready for tomorrow morning when we have to stand with Ne'amach. I wish to look at Skira Achas and see the goodness of Klal Yisrael. See, Klal Yisrael is so good. So in this fever of denial, we're Maminim, and we know that Eibishter made it happen. Yes, it's a commission of inquiry, why did the Maron tragedy happen? Yes, we have to find out, why didn't the government deal with COVID better? Why this? Let's do that. All from them. That's the Emes. Hamelach. Every single one of us, she was Zoycha to Tshuva Shalem. She was Zoycha to Shnas, Chaim, Abu'ula, Ksir Chsim Toivu. We should all be good men. Should we only have Surah Toivu to share with each other? Ksir Chsim Toivu, Lon and Chal Yisrael. Yeah.
Hey.